Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and I'm so thrilled to have you with me. Now, if you're a regular listener, you might be used to seeing this podcast crop up in your feed on a Sunday and a Wednesday. So if you're seeing this on a Monday, you might be thinking, what's all this about? And it's only because, my friends, you've been talking to me a lot about 26 Habits, and it just seemed a bit neater to publish the episodes where I talk to you about the habit that I'm about to undertake for 26 Habits on the day in which I start them. And so there's a nice sort of you're in sync.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With the podcast as in sync as you are, as with the habit as I'm doing it. Does that make sense? I fluffed my words there, but let's just crack on regardless. So, I have just completed my second 26 habit, which was to drink water every morning and whenever I get home, and I failed. I fell on my bottom with it, rather. And I'm not going to give myself a hard time about it because it just made me realise there's a reason why we all say, oh, I really should drink more water, I really should make drinking more water a bit more of a habit. It's actually harder than it sounds. So there we go. I also think I scuppered myself by setting myself too high a target. 600 millilitres when I wake up in the morning and 600 millilitres when I get home from work. Sounds like not very much. It's less than two cans of Coke in terms of volume, but it was just a bit too much. So there's a combination here of actually drinking water is a hard habit to stick to, in addition to the fact that I set myself perhaps too big a goal. So moving forward, I'm just going to make sure that I drink some water in the morning. If that's a cup, a glass, a thimbleful, anything is better than nothing. And I think the key here is, sorry if you're not into descriptions of wee and urine, but unless your urine is a particularly dark colour, then you're probably not in a state of dehydration. So measure your water consumption against what you're seeing in that department. Yes, so, you know, if it looks like you've peed out a Barocca, then you need to drink more water. A Barocca, for international listeners, I'm not sure if it's available in other territories, is a vitamin C based effervescent tablet that turns your water a very sort of orangey terracotta, which, you know, is not a description that you want to align to your wee, basically. So moving forward, I am about to begin, or I have begun by the time this show is published, my third 26 habit, which is meditating daily. Now, I put this out to a Twitter and a Facebook poll. So this went out on Twitter on @EmmaGunns. And there were four options. There was to stay in ketosis for 2 weeks, there was to try to intermittent fast for 2 weeks, and there was to meditate daily for 2 weeks, as well as the other option with a prompt to followers to reply. I also put the exact same poll on Facebook, on the Facebook group forum. It's a closed page. I approve all of the members. So if you want to join the group, just go over to the Facebook page. I will put the link in the show notes and I will approve your membership, and then you'll be able to see, because there is a much, much bigger conversation going on about 26 habits, the big, longer podcast episodes and much, much more. So there was an overwhelming result for me to do meditation every day, but I want to make sure that this answers the kind of questions you might have about daily meditation, because me meditating every day seems like quite a singular, isolated, insular pursuit, and I want it to have benefit for you. So I have often described meditation thus: it's not about how you necessarily feel in the moment. It is about how it makes you feel for the rest of the day. It resets your hard drive to be calmer, or it does in my case. And it's interesting that everybody has voted for this, or the majority have voted for this, because if you are a regular listener to this podcast, you will know that I have struggles with anxiety. And Within the last 10 days, I have had a real battle again with anxiety. I have been able to fight off a couple of anxiety attacks, but I have had anxiety levels that have worried me. Now, I noted it, they worried me. I was in a state of high anxiety, my heart rate was up, I felt panicked. But equally, in that moment, I was able to notice it and I was able to do things immediately to stop it getting out of control. And these are skills that I didn't have 6 months or a year ago. So as much as it was horrible to feel those feelings again, I was very pleased and cheered to realise that I had put together a little anxiety toolkit in my brain that was able to activate and mobilise to keep me from going to the brink, which is a good thing. One of the things in that toolkit was meditating, because when I meditate regularly, those levels of anxiety do not reach the peak. They do, that mean that I could tip over into an anxiety attack or a state of constant panic or that horrible hot flushed feeling that makes me feel trapped and claustrophobic and all of those things. But as I said, I want this to be of value to you. So when I do my morning meditation, and I will be doing it as soon as I wake up, so I will get up, go into the living room, sit in my favourite chair. If you watch me on Insta stories, you know where that chair is. And I will sit and I will do my meditation. I will be using the Headspace app, because that is the app that I have been using for about 18 months to do meditation. And I will be following one of the 10-minute guided meditations in a bid to see what the cumulative effects are. Now, if you listen to this podcast, you'll know that when I was meditating for a little while, I felt like I got a bit witchy. I felt like I was able to walk into social situations especially, and rather than panic and focus on the little things that were going on around me and what does that bit of body language mean, or that person just rolled their eyes, do I smell? All of those sort of irrational things that I was picking up on, I was able to sort of take a step back and relax into social situations a bit more. So we'll see how that goes. But please do let me know what you want to learn about this. I suspect I will feel generally calmer. I suspect it will be a brilliant way to start my day. And I suspect that it will be a habit that I will be more inclined to stick to following the 2 weeks. But there are also other benefits. There's things like your heart rate, your blood pressure, all of those things. And I will be making a note of everything. I will be keeping something of a log during this challenge. And I invite you to join me for the meditation challenge, because it is a very simple thing to do and you can't do it wrong. This is what I tell myself. I know that for many, many instances of meditation, I have just sat down thinking about not thinking, but not really meditated. But that's still better than sitting down and overthinking. So you've got to cut yourself a break somewhere. So that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what I'm going to be embarking on. I'm very, very keen to hear what you want me to feed back to you about this experience, whether you want me to recommend any other meditation apps or any other techniques for meditating. This is a joint effort as I see it. I know a lot of you have already collaborated and been telling me how you've been getting on with habit one, which was to stop buying shop-bought coffee for 2 weeks, and also habit two, which was to drink more water. And I know, because we've done this poll, that a lot of you are interested in the outcome of what daily meditation might mean and what the benefits might feel like. So let's do this together. Get in touch. You can DM me on Twitter and Instagram, where I'm at Emma Gunns. You can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Or if you do want to take part in that closed Facebook group, just click the link in the show notes to the Facebook group. I approve all memberships. And I do try and go in a couple of times a day and approve everyone, so no one's waiting around for their membership to be validated too long, because that would be frustrating. I'm excited about this one, actually. It seems like it could be something that I just enjoy by myself. And how can I feed that back to you? But during the course of these 2 weeks, I'm going to try and get access to some meditation experts to get a slightly more sort of clinical expert viewpoint on why there is a benefit and why, if like me, you are prone to periods of anxiety or feeling panicked at times, why it is a good thing to incorporate into your daily practice and why it is only just 10 minutes a day, how to know if you're doing it properly, why it doesn't really matter if you're not doing it properly, and why it's a muscle that we should begin to flex. So 26 habits number 3 is daily meditation. And I will be obviously not showing you the full meditation, but I will be doing Insta stories every day on at Emma Guns on Instagram to sort of tell you that I'm about to do it and tell you how I feel afterwards. They'll just be short, but hey, if you want to see a day by day story, then that's where it will be. Thank you so much for listening. I adore you for tuning in, and I hope that you're enjoying 26 Habits as much as me, and I can't wait to hear from you. And I will be back with potentially another midweek show, but definitely on the weekend with a big interview. So join me then.